Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2824. And today's date is July 14th, 2022. And the title of the episode is Decisions Need to Be Made, Change is Coming. What happens when the public learns the truth? Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, their entire system that was put into place many, many years ago. It started out in 1913, accelerated in 1940s, then continued. They went off gold and continued full fiat in 1971. That entire system is being dismantled right in front of our eyes. And remember, it's not just the Federal Reserve buildings that have to be removed. That has nothing to do with it. Think about what the private West Central Bank system put into place. They put the criminal syndicate into place. It's part of their system. This is not two entities. This is all part of the same exact system. So if you see leaders that are resigning today or presidents that are fleeing, it means their system is being dismantled. Because if you remove the criminal syndicate, you then remove the private West Central Bank because they lose control over those countries. Because eventually what's going to happen, since the people chase them out, the people are not going to stand for another one that was just like the one they chased out. And we can see this happening right now. Think about what happened in Sri Lanka. They chased the president out of the country. Think about what's happening in France. Macron lost his coalition. Think about what's happening out in Italy. Draghi lost his coalition, and there's protests outside of his house. And he decided that he was going to resign. Of course, the president doesn't want to accept his resignation because they realize what's happening. They realize if all these people resign and everything falls apart, they're in trouble. Boris Johnson, he already resigned. I do believe the next person to resign might be Macron. We'll have to see how this plays out, but I do believe what's happening right now is the entire system is breaking down and it's being dismantled one by one. And really think about it. If you wanted to destroy the central bank system and you wanted to get rid of the deep state players, the whole entire system, what do you need to do? Can you do it alone? Can you go up against a system that's so entrenched, so deep and wide? Can you fight that type of system? No, it'd be completely impossible. But if you have the people around the world experiencing an economic collapse, which is a controlled demolition caused by the criminal syndicate, caused by the private West Central Bank, you can get the people all riled up. You can get the people to see the truth, and you can have the people then make a move and say, we are not happy with what's going on. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Think about what's happening with the Green New Deal. If there was a war, or there was a global economic shutdown and they told us that we had to go to green energy, people wouldn't have seen anything. They would have just said, okay, we're going to get rid of fossil fuels. We're going to go right into Green New Deal and it's going to be great. And people wouldn't have noticed anything. Why? Because there'd be destruction. There'd be chaos. Probably no power, even with a pandemic. There'd be no supply chains running. We wouldn't have food. So people would just see the green energy system come online and they would think it was great. But what happens when we're coming from a system that is still using fossil fuels? We're still coming from a system where the supply chains are still intact. We're coming from a system where we don't see the destruction, the chaos. Can people see everything very, very clearly? They can. And think about what the deep state, the private central banks have to do to create that situation to bring us into the Green New Deal, into the Great Reset. They actually have to manually shut everything down right in front of the people. And that's what they've been doing. They've been shutting down the fuel systems. They've been shutting down it all. And people can see what happens when this occurs. And when they bring their Green New Deal, part of it at least online, because they haven't had time to prepare, when they bring some of this online and say, drive an electric car, use solar energy, and the sun doesn't come out and there's no wind or they can't power the windmills, what happens? People notice that these things aren't working. Actually, the people out in Germany, they're realizing this. Forecast 432 on Telegram put this out, and this is coming from Javier Blas, and it says the following. The German energy crisis have reached the point where Deutsche Bank starts to model, let's call it that, the potential for gas to wood substitution for heating German households this winter. Now, think about that. Gas to wood. So Germans, they're fighting for wood, and the ones that weren't early will end up sleeping in ski clothes this winter. They're going to freeze because they didn't understand what was happening and they didn't get the wood that they needed. Now, that is very interesting. So people now are seeing this very, very clearly. Why do you think they said, hey, no, natural gas is part of green energy. Nuclear is part of green energy, because everything that we're witnessing right now has been accelerated. They're not prepared for this, and it's completely falling apart around them. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said he actually retruthed someone. It's Bella. And this is what it says. Mexican President Obrador just criticized the Dems publicly during his meeting with Biden today and said many Americans are coming across the border from the USA to Mexico for gasoline. Obrador never said that when Trump was in office. Trump had a great relationship with Obrador. Absolutely. And you could see what's happening out in Texas, just like in Germany. This entire Green New Deal thing, it's falling apart. Right now, Tesla has asked owners in Texas not to charge their cars during a heat wave to help avoid blackouts because it would overload the state's failing power grid. Now, think about it. We talked about this the other day. We know that the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, they gave a warning saying, listen, there's no wind. We don't have that much electric. Now we have the electric car manufacturer saying, listen, don't charge your car at certain times. Now, remember, when the fuel prices were going up, we had all these corrupt politicians say, I just drove my electric car right past the gas station. Well, now what are they going to say? Because now people who aren't charging their cars because of a power grid failure, how are they going to get anywhere? And people are starting to see this very, very clearly. And the entire Green New Deal is completely imploding on itself right now. Everything that the deep state, the private West Central Bank has tried to do, it is not working. It's being exposed to we the people. And the people around the world can see this very, very clearly. And more countries, they are starting to protest. They're starting to push back. And it's becoming so bad that the leaders have to resign because of this. Remember, the economy unites the people. The people have this in common. The people will work together to get the corrupt out. If they can't get food, if they can't heat their homes, if they can't pay their bills, they will join together and go after those who are responsible. This is what's going to happen in this country. As things get worse and worse and we reach that crisis point, the people of this country will come together. And I don't mean 100%. It's never going to be 100%. But the majority of the people, what, 80%, 90% of the people, they're going to come together and they're going to push the corrupt people out because they know who's accountable. What do you think is happening in these out in these countries? The people know who is who's accountable for everything that's being done. And they're watching them. They're watching their actions, not what they say. And they're not doing anything to fix the problem. And the people now are saying no more, just like the Dutch farmers. They're saying, we know what you're trying to do. You're trying to buy up our land. You're trying to make it so we can't grow crops. You're trying to make it so we eat bugs for food. They see all of this. They understand this. People aren't stupid, especially when it comes to the economy. When you push people back in the corner and they can't make a living, they can't pay their bills, they can't heat their house, they can't do anything because of what the corrupt have done. Now, think about the inflation here in this country. People can see this very, very clearly. Ron DeSantis put this out on Twitter. He said the following. Brutal inflation report shows a devastating increase of 9.1% year over year. Bidenflation is wreaking havoc on workers, families, and small businesses, a consequence of anti-American energy policy, exorbitant borrowing and printing of money, and counterproductive federal regulations. That pretty much sums up the entire thing. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, inflation, inflation, inflation. And it was all so avoidable. It absolutely was avoidable. Or was it? Really think about the entire plan. Think about what Trump and the Patriots have done here. They have exposed the private West Central Bank, the criminal syndicate. They have exposed their agenda so people can clearly see what they're really trying to do. Because this is not a normal crashing of the economy where all of a sudden we see companies just laying off for no reason. People can't explain it. Why did this happen? What's going on? The market's falling. It's not one of those times. I know that the central bank drove those certain crashes, but people were kept in the dark back then. People really didn't realize what was going on, and they thought it was natural that the market was coming down. This time around, they're watching the actions of Biden and the puppet masters of the central bank, and they're watching everything that they do. And they're watching how they're destroying the economy, how they're actually causing this problem, and they're pretending that someone else is causing this problem. And what I mean by that, He keeps pointing to Putin. Actually, before Putin, he was pointing to COVID. So I guess COVID is not responsible. It's only Putin now. And when the war comes, or when the special operation comes to an end in Ukraine, who's he going to blame next? It's going to be very, very difficult on this administration, on the puppet masters, on the private central bank. And look what people are seeing with the Green New Deal. People are seeing it fail right in front of their eyes. Yes, it sounded great when they were saying this. Oh, let's clean up the earth. Let's make it all better for us. And now they're really starting to see that, hey, this is not really what they're really trying to do here. They're not really trying to make the earth better. They're trying to make it so we can't travel. They're trying to make it so we don't eat their food. They're trying to make it so we don't use their resources. People now can see this very, very clearly. And people now, they're waking up to the fact that we've been in this economic illusionary economy, which was created by the private central bank, and now people can see how bad it really is. This economy was always bad. It was always an illusion. What Trump and the Patriots have done, they just pulled back the curtain so everyone can see it. And now that everyone can see this, people are starting to understand how bad this system really is and how it doesn't benefit the people. And it's not just here in America, it's across the globe. Now, what's very interesting is that we know the BRICS, they're outside of the private Western central bank system, where the World Economic Forum wants to bring us into the Great Reset. They're going in a completely different direction. And the BRICS countries, which are made up of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and many other little countries, their trade right now is soaring, which is very, very interesting. Now, remember, each one of these countries, yes, they do have a deep state system inside. But I do believe in the end, the deep state players that have been trying to take these countries over, trying to push their agenda, I do believe in the end, the deep state is going to cease to exist the way we know it today. And the actual elected leaders will be able to take control of their country. Think about this country here in the United States. Do you really think that the presidents, they're calling the shots? Do you really think Biden, Obama, they're the top person who's calling the shots? Or are they taking orders from someone else? No, all these people have been taking orders from someone else. Trump is not taking orders from these people. Trump, he is working with the military and trying to restore America. This is why the individuals, the non-elected leaders, can't stand him. And they're actually deploying every piece of ammunition that they have to get rid of him. And it has failed every single time because Trump, he's not just going after Obama or Hillary Clinton and those people. I do believe he's going after the entire enchilada, which is the entire system, which includes the private Western central bank. Because if you don't get rid of the private Western central bank, you really haven't solved anything, because the private Western central bank will just breed corruption. And you'll have the same thing happen again because you have an open credit card. And when you have unlimited funds without accountability, it breeds corruption. And this always goes back to the private central bank. Why do you think they had their corrupt people in certain places to make sure that they would never audit or never remove the Federal Reserve System? They made sure of that. And I do believe in the end, as the Patriots take control, the central bank system is going to cease to exist the way we know it. It's going to be completely restructured. No, the central bankers, the Rothschilds, all the way up the chain, they're not going to be controlling any of this. And I do believe they're going to lose control, not just here in the United States, but once they do lose it here in the United States, it's going to spread worldwide. And I do believe that for this to happen, the people need to see and feel what the deep state, what the private central bankers are trying to do to them. And the only way to make people feel this and have this in common is through the economy. And that's why we're experiencing this now. This is why we're living through it. So we understand it and we never allow this to happen again. And I do believe in the end, like I've said before, the people are going to see it all and they're going to make the final decision. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, today we learned that Ivana, she passed away at 73. Our condolences go out to the family, to Trump. And Trump, he put out a statement on True Social, and this is what he said. I am very saddened to inform all of those that loved her, of which there are many, that Ivana Trump has passed away at her home in New York City. She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Her pride and joy were her three children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, as we were all so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana. And yes, our condolences go out to the entire family. Now, what's very interesting about what's been going on in the news and what's been going on in the world, we can see that the deep state players, they are panicking like we've never seen before. They're using everything they possibly have against Trump, his family. They're trying to stop the inevitable. And yes, we know that this is a gigantic chessboard. We know there's just a couple of moves left. We know that checkmate is inevitable. And the deep state players, what they're doing right now, they're trying to create as much chaos as possible. Remember, the facts, the truth, that is not on their side. They are struggling right now because once the people of this country and the world learn about the truth, it is game over for them. And yes, change will be coming. These people are going to face the American people in the end, and the people are going to call for justice. Because think about what the deep state players, what the corrupt politicians have been putting the country through. And the people are going to realize this in the end, and the people are going to demand accountability. And that day is coming, and it's getting closer and closer every single day. And we can see that the deep state players, they realize what's happening. They understand that they are done for and they're not on the winning side. Everything that they have done where they had protection, they had everything controlled because there was infiltration from within. It is all being removed right now, a piece at a time. You can see all the leaders across the world. They're starting to resign or run away from the people. Remember, Trump is not just going directly at them to arrest Obama, Hillary Clinton. He is using everything to destroy the entire system. And to wake the people up, you can use the economy to show the deep state agenda, the central bank agenda. And as people wake up, you can start to drain or dismantle the entire system. And that is what we are watching in real time right now. And it's getting harder and harder for the deep state because the people are seeing through their propaganda. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Kevin Spacey right now, because this is very interesting. He made his second appearance at court in London and pleaded not guilty to the multiple sexual assault charges he's facing. Now, there's over 30 men that have come forward with accusations ranging from non-consensual groping to the attempted rape of minors. Think about this for a second. And this reminds me of post 4590. This is July 8th, 2020. We're coming up on a two-year delta. And this was a New York Post article. It says, Shame of Thrones. And we have Kevin Spacey and Ghislaine Maxwell. Think about this for a second. Ghislaine, she was sentenced to prison. They were sitting in the chairs of the Queen in Buckingham Palace. And now Spacey, he's facing charges, and Ghislaine Maxwell is in jail. Don't you find that very interesting? Down below in this post, it says, this marks the third Spacey accuser to die in 2019. At what point does it become painfully obvious? He was killing off those people that were actually going after him, pressing charges. And now there's just too many of them. What is he going to do, kill 30? It's impossible. So right now, you can see these people are all part of the system, and it's being exposed everywhere. Just like what is happening with the agenda of transgenderism, with the pronouns, saying that men can give birth. This is completely falling apart. Remember, this is just a minority group. Think about what the deep state had to do. They infiltrated this country. They had to brainwash the young, teach them that there are no boys, there are no girls. Everyone can give birth. You're not a he, you're not a she. It's non-binary. This is what they've been doing. But it's not working out. The people are not going along with this. And what's very interesting is we had Josh Hawley. He was asking questions to a California Berkeley professor, Professor Bridges. And when Josh Hawley asked a certain question about, you know, a woman can give birth, and was asking a serious question, all of a sudden, this professor said he was transphobic. Now, I do believe this is what they always use when they're caught in a lie and they can't answer and they have to respond in a certain way, and they just all of a sudden come out and they start making up terms and saying that you're racist, you're going to create violence. And this is what she was doing. So MSNBC posted a video online claiming that a Berkeley law professor rebuked Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley during a congressional hearing. And they put this up on TikTok. So during the congressional hearing, Hawley questioned University of California Berkeley professor Bridges on whether the phrase people with the capacity for pregnancy referred to women. The professor proceeded to call Hawley's line of questioning transphobic because she believes transgender men and non-binary people have the ability to get pregnant. So MSNBC posted the back and forth on TikTok and garnered about 7.2 million views on the social media platform. And MSNBC's caption, the exchange, Berkeley law professor Bridges rebuked Josh Hawley during a Senate hearing, accusing him of making transphobic remarks. But the problem was the people weren't going along with this. People were commenting saying that, and this is coming from Brent Pella, she lost so badly. Pella's comment garnered more than 25,000 likes. Another one, LMAO, she started to attacking him knowing that she will lose. Another user said that Hawley owned his convo, no doubt. The whole thing is not going the way they thought it was going. And the American people now are speaking up. And what's very interesting is you can see with Spacey, with Ghislaine Maxwell and the rest, you would think that the Congress that is in place right now, the D's, would say, okay, listen, we see pedophilia, we see child trafficking, human trafficking, trafficking of women and everything else. We need to put into place penalties that are much higher than they are today. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Representative Roy, he decided he wanted to add an amendment to increase the penalties for all child sex trafficking offenses. And the Judicial Committee of Democrats unanimously, not just a couple people, unanimously rejected it. Roy said it defies all belief, all common sense, that you would say that someone who traffics a child in the sex industry actually puts a child into that environment where that child sexually abused that individual should not have a minimum sentence of 15 years. Now, think about this. Why won't they do this? Because who's their base? It's that community, the pedophiles, transgender community. If they decided to do this and they said, yes, these people are going to get 15 years, they would lose all of these people. And they know this because they've been brainwashing these people for a very long time. I mean, look what we just come to find out. The Biden era United States Postal Service chief and mail-in ballot unit arrested after trying to meet teen boys for sex. So this high-level U.S. Postal Service official appointed under President Joe Biden was caught during a child sex sting. And he admitted, I'm a pedophile on camera. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. And we're starting to see this all over the place. And yes, this in the end is going to destroy them because the majority of Americans are watching this. They're not watching what they're saying. They're watching their actions, who these people are and who the resident and the rest put into place. Think about the people that Biden has been bringing in. Think about those individuals. Think about the United States Postal Service individual. We're starting to see a pattern here. And in the end, this is going to destroy them. Now, yesterday, we know that Durham, he went ahead and he issued 30 subpoenas. And Brian Cates on Telegram put this out and he said the following. Until today, the last public entry on the USA versus Danchenko court docket was on May 23rd. Everything in the Red Square wasn't revealed until today. The entire time people were claiming Durham was wrapping it up and getting ready to shut it down, all this court activity was going on in utter secrecy. No leaks. Remember, this entire sting operation, everything that was put into place, you're not going to see it out in the open. This is not the deep state where they have propaganda and they have to use fake raids, where they have to use the fake news and big tech to make you believe that something is happening, even though something's not happening. This is a real investigation. A real investigation is kept secret until the very, very end. You really don't know what's going on. Because you don't want to tip off the people that you've been investigating. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Durham is not finished. He has the goods on everyone. He has the declassified information. And yes, he's going to get them in the end. I mean, let's think about this and put everything into perspective. The deep state players, they use propaganda, lies to push their agenda. Trump, the Patriots, they know this. Trump, the Patriots, they understand that, listen, we need to return this country to the rule of law. And the only way to return it to the rule of law is to use the rule of law to get the criminal syndicate, to shut them down, to bring them down. And the only way to do this is to do it right. And to do it right, you need an investigation. You need to be completely silent. You need the documentation, the facts, the truth. And then you use that and you follow the rule of law to bring these people down. That's exactly what is happening. You see, the deep state players, the fake news, big tech, they like to use propaganda. I mean, let's think about what happened with the 10-year-old with the abortion. Let's put that into perspective. Let's think about what they did here. And then you can start to understand how these people think. So we know the Roe versus Wade, that was reversed by the Supreme Court. And we know that the deep state players, they're very pissed off. They leaked the information out. They did this on purpose. They wanted chaos. And they realized, hey, our base isn't doing what we want them to do. We want more destruction. We want more chaos. We want more burning, looting, and everything else. So let's show everyone why this is such a bad decision. So the D's, they wanted to make a point about abortion. So they needed a story to tell. So they chose a 10-year-old that was pregnant and lived in Ohio, and she needed to go to Indiana to get the abortion. And they brought this out into the open and they tried to use this with their political agenda. Now, people started to look into it and they started to say, well, wait a minute. She's pregnant. She's 10 years old. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. I mean, there should be a criminal record. There should be some investigation. The police should know. The prosecutor should know. The attorney general should know. Someone should know what is going on here. How did she get pregnant? She's underage. She's a minor. Now, of course, Biden was out there saying, a 10-year-old girl, can you believe it? Well, think about what he was saying and then put that into perspective. But there was one problem with the story. There was no information of how she got pregnant, because was it a 12-year-old? Was it a 13-year-old? Was it a 19-year-old? What happened? So there was no information at the prosecutor's office, the attorney general, the police. No one knew anything about it. And they knew that she was raped, and they needed to keep that a secret because she was raped by an illegal. So if she was raped by an illegal, their story wouldn't make sense. Remember, she had to cross state lines to get an abortion. And they're trying to make it seem like she got pregnant on her own with whoever it was. She wasn't raped, and she couldn't get an abortion in Ohio, so she had to go across state lines to get the abortion. But what happened was, is that people kept saying, this is fake, this is fake, this is fake, because there's no evidence. They held it back. They protected the rapist so they can use this poor little girl for their political agenda. Think about that for a second. And then when the people started to say the story's fake, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to show them. It's not fake. This is real. And then all of a sudden, this person confessed because they already knew who it was. They already were doing the investigation. They just held it back from the public. This person confessed and they're out there saying, see, it's not fake. But look what they did. They lied. They hid the fact that it's an illegal alien who came into this country, and they protected the rapist. So their story fell apart as soon as they did this, because now people see something completely different. They see someone who was raped by an illegal alien. They know the policies of the resident administration where they're allowing illegals to come in. Now the resident, his administration, Obama in the basement, they're in a little bit of trouble, because forget about the abortion part of it. This girl was raped by an illegal. And they're responsible for all of this. So why didn't they want to bring out the fact that she was raped? Because she didn't have to leave Ohio. Because, yes, there's an exception. She could have had the abortion in Ohio. This whole thing was a lie from the very beginning. Not that she wasn't pregnant. Their agenda, their political agenda, the whole fit, the framework around it was a complete and utter lie. And now people are seeing the truth. These people are truly sick in the head. And if you really look at what they did, the people are now seeing the truth and they're saying, whoa, wait a minute. What did you just do here? This didn't help you. This actually destroyed what you were trying to do. And it's actually worse than it was before. Think about what happened on July 4th. Remember when they stopped two individuals, a 53-year-old illegal alien and a 38-year-old illegal alien? They were going to do some mass shootings in this country. And remember, they're illegal. It's part of the residents' policies to bring these people in here. Well, we've come to find out that one of these individuals, he is linked to the Mexican drug cartel. The court records were revealed, and he's part of the cartel. Now, think about all the people that are coming over the border. I mean, we have human traffickers, child traffickers, the cartel, gang members. Now you understand why the D's unanimously said, you know something, we don't want to put harsher penalties on the child traffickers. Think about it now. Now you're starting to understand why they don't want to do this. And it's just absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting today is that as soon as Elon said, you know, I'm backing out the deal, and, you know, Twitter, they decided to sue Elon to force him to buy Twitter. All of a sudden, Twitter experienced a global outage lasting 40 minutes. That is very interesting. I wonder what happened there. Maybe we'll find out. That's going to be very interesting. The other thing that we found out that was very interesting is that Uvalde officer who was in there, and there's a close-up of a picture of him with his phone. He has the Punisher on his phone. The phone was ID'd as the husband of the slain teacher, Eva Morales. So these police, and we showed it yesterday, these police, they were just standing around using the hand sanitizer, looking at their phones while the shooter was just killing people in the classroom. Now, think about this. This whole thing went south. I don't think they ever expected this information to get out to the public. And now the public are seeing this and saying there's something else going on here. And yes, there is something else going on here. And we call it a false flag. Now, the other thing that's very interesting that's happening around the world right now, we know there's a lot of protests that are going on. The people are very angry. The economy is imploding. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now is the dismantling of the criminal syndicate. And yes, it's being driven by the deep state players, the central bank, and their agenda. And they don't even know it. Because remember, they were supposed to do this with the cover story. They were supposed to bring down the economy by using a war, which they aren't using because it was countered. They were trying to use the pandemic and the global economic shutdown to bring about their Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They would have a cover story. People would be inside. They would say, yes, inflation, supply chains, all because of the pandemic. That isn't happening. And people can see everything very, very clearly, especially in other countries. And we already saw in Sri Lanka where the people are struggling there. We saw the president, he ran away and fled the country. Then we saw Boris Johnson. He was pushed out and then he resigned. And now we saw the protests in Italy and they were protesting, telling Draghi, either you come down or we go up. And Draghi, he lost his coalition and he resigned. Now he sent his letter to the president and the president now is rejecting his resignation. Because I do believe that these individuals, they're seeing the writing on the wall. And they're realizing, holy crap, look what's happening now. Country after country after country. I do believe Estonia prime minister is also resigning right now. Now, think about what's happening out in France. Didn't Macron just lose his coalition? Absolutely. Will he be next? We'll have to wait and see. But out in the UK, we actually see a front runner who's campaigning right now. And maybe she'll make it in. Maybe she won't. But this is Kemi Badenoch, and maybe she'll be the next prime minister. Actually, Christopher F. Rufo put this out and said, the anti-critical race theory campaigner, Kemi, could be the next prime minister of the UK. Listen to her incredible speech denouncing CRT. We'll have to see how this plays out and actually what happens. And I do believe we're going to see very interesting things happen around the world. Just like we're seeing out in Ukraine, out in Afghanistan, with the debacle in Afghanistan, where Biden, he got 13 soldiers killed there, left all the equipment there. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they made a deal with the Taliban and they said, listen, take control of the country. You're going to get the equipment. You're going to be able to control your country and make sure that the deep state players don't come back into your country. Remove the poppy fields, get rid of everything that the CIA did and you'll be okay. So right now we have the National Defense Authorization Act. And that is trying to get passed, and it will end the humanitarian aid that has been delivered to Afghanistan. Now, do we really need to supply them with aid? Actually, we probably should shut this off in Ukraine and many other countries, because I do believe we have to take care of our own first, and we shouldn't be sending billions of dollars all over the place. But we could see that Ilhan Omar, She is introducing an 11th hour amendment seeking to prevent a collapse of the U.S. humanitarian aid to millions of Afghans. So she's trying to counter this. I do believe we need to go back to George Washington. I do believe at this point in time, as our country transitions into something else, which is run by the Patriots, it's time to take care of America. See, for a very long time, the deep state players, the private central bank, they've been using everything that we have here and the people have been paying for it to take care of all of their agendas. And the people, they're exhausted. The people need to be taken care of themselves now. The money needs to be put back into the United States. And the country has to build again. And we understand that the deep state players, they want to destroy the United States. They don't want the country to build. They want the infrastructure to completely crumble apart. They like sending the money to other places because they launder the money just like in Ukraine. And what's very interesting about Ukraine is they keep talking about democracy. We need to protect democracy out in Ukraine. We need to protect democracy out in Libya and Lebanon. But here in the United States, this is a republic. It's not a democracy. But Adam Townsend put this out on Twitter, and it kind of sums up what their democracy really is. He said, Biden calls Ukraine a democracy. They're under martial law. Banned all oppositional parties, banned all oppositional media, tortured its Russian minority population, not allowing its male population to leave. If that's a democracy, so is Iran, China, Bill Nye, North Korea. Now think about what has been done in Ukraine. Let's see, banned all oppositional parties. What are they trying to do here? Doesn't it seem like they're doing the same thing? Banned all oppositional media. Don't we see censoring here? Same thing, right? Aren't they torturing the people in January 6th in prison? Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. So that is their democracy. The people don't want that. The people want a republic. They want their freedom. And the people now are seeing this very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that they're seeing very clearly is everything that has to do with the pandemic. The whole thing was a hoax. The whole thing was created by a fake test, by the fake media, by fake Fauci, the fake CDC, the fake FDA. They don't work for we the people. They work for Big Pharma. They work to make a profit. They work for the World Economic Forum, for Bill Gates. And people are really starting to see this now. And what's very interesting, and the real Toria Brooke put this out on True Social, in New York City, residents, they stormed the Children's Vaccine Center in Times Square. And you know what they found? Well, they tried to remove them. First of all, the police came in. You know what they found out? That it's largely run by Chinese personnel. Don't you find that very interesting? The other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Los Angeles County, they're getting prepared and ready to mandate masks once again, just like New York City is doing. Remember, we're coming up to the midterms. They're going to have chaos. They're going to have Antifa. They need people masked in these cities. Because if you look at the LA Public Health Twitter account, they put out a statement saying, COVID-19 daily updates, July 13, 2022, new cases, 6,500, new deaths, 15. They're building it up right now, trying to make it seem like it's back. And we know that this is exactly what they're trying to do. But is anyone buying what they're selling? I don't think so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that at least 260,000 American troops, or about 13% of the 2.1 million total force, they are not fully vaccinated, despite them trying to say, no, it's mandatory. You have to get the experimental death jab. They don't have the approved FDA death jab. And they're trying to force people to take the experimental one. It goes against the Nuremberg Code. Thomas Massie put this out on Twitter. He said the following. Last night, the Rules Committee controlled by Nancy Pelosi refused to allow the House of Representatives to vote on my National Defense Authorization Act amendment, which would have defunded the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Yes, it needs to be defunded right now. And what's very interesting is that a district court for the Southern District of Ohio issued a temporary restraining order prohibiting the Air Force from enforcing the vaccine mandate against any airman who has filed a request for religious accommodation. So Judge Matthew McFarland granted a motion brought by airmen to extend a court order from the March that prohibited the Air Force from disciplining or separating plaintiffs fighting the mandate based on their religious beliefs to all airmen who file requests for religious accommodation as a class. Ooh, a class action lawsuit? That is interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a New York Supreme Court judge this month quietly ruled that the regulations mandating that people infected with or exposed to highly contagious communicable diseases be quarantined are a violation of state law, declaring them null and void. So this is the isolation and quarantine procedures known as Rule 2.13. And that was enacted in February. And under the rule, whenever appropriate to control the spread of a highly contagious communicable disease, the state commissioner of the health may issue and or may direct the local health authority to issue isolation or quarantine orders. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's interesting. And the judge says, no, this is completely unconstitutional. He said there's no scientific data or expert testimony to back up this rule. And then he said involuntary detention is a severe deprivation of individual liberty, far more egregious than other health safety measures, such as requiring a mask wearing at certain venues. Involuntary quarantine may have far-reaching consequences, such as loss of income or employment and isolation from family. Absolutely. And does anyone notice a pattern here? Everything that California, New York, everything that they're trying to put into place with the pandemic, with gun control and everything else, if you notice, the judges, the Supreme Court, they keep ruling that all of this is unconstitutional. Everything that they're doing is against the rule of law. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, like we said before, we could see that there's a lot of leaders that are resigning right now. We know that Macron lost his coalition. And out in France, since he lost his coalition, we could see that they voted on the COVID travel passport, and it was defeated because Macron, he doesn't have control anymore. And they were cheering in the House. So that has been struck down. If you notice, things are being reversed right now. Everything that they tried to put into place with vaccine passports, the travel and everything like that, it's all being reversed. Trudeau, I do believe he's going to be on the chopping block because the people are already out there watching around the world and they're noticing a shift, a change that is coming. And we are seeing a change right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since time has passed, more and more evidence is coming out showing that these lockdowns really hurt our children. And the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, this was done on purpose because, remember, they don't want an educated population. They want a brainwashed population. And if you can lock children down and make sure that they don't learn, you can actually try to push your agenda in brainwashing them later on. And what we've come to find out, and this is coming from the State of Global Learning Poverty, it's a 2022 update, it found that an alarming 70% of middle and lower class 10-year-olds across the globe cannot read. There is no greater freedom than knowledge, and reading comprehension is essential to our modern-day existence. So think about it. The middle and lower class, they're dumbing them down. The richer part of the population, they're fine. If you go back in time, wasn't this the way it was where the poor, they couldn't read, and the rich, they were educated? Are they trying to do the same thing once again? It's starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is this whole January 6th Unselect Committee. Everything that they're doing is being debunked. It's not going the way they thought. And all of a sudden, the New York Times, because it's not going the way they want, they had to come out with an article saying that Ray Epps, he is not an FBI agent. He has death threats. He had a move. And his life is miserable. Now, let's think about this for a second. Why would they create an article specifically for Ray Epps saying that he suffered enormously in the past 10 months because they keep calling me a Fed or I was a covert government agent? Why would the corrupt politicians protect him? Why would the fake news protect him? Why wouldn't the FBI agent who was under oath say yes or no if he was an FBI agent? Why did she say, I can't answer this question? And if they're out there defending Ray Epps, that tells you everything you need to know. Are they defending any other individual? Remember, he was caught on camera telling everyone, storm the building. Everyone, we need to go inside. We need to go to the building. So why aren't they going after him? Why are they protecting him? I think that tells you a lot right there. Trump, he put out a statement once again about the Unselect Committee. He said the following. When is their never-ending Unselect Committee going to discuss the fact that crazy Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 to 20,000 soldiers or National Guard 3 days before January 6th? When are they going to discuss the massive election fraud that singularly led to the big turnout of people in D.C.? The kangaroo court and the fake news media want to stay as far away from these two topics as possible. Witch hunt. If you notice, Trump continually repeats this over and over and over, letting us know that he's warming up the crowd. I do believe something is going to be dropped very soon about what really happened there. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some documentation because it seems like he's really building up to this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he was being interviewed and he said something about Wisconsin, that they lost Wisconsin. And this is what he said. Storm has arrived 17, put this out on Telegram. And he said, if you look at Wisconsin, they just ruled the Supreme Court of Wisconsin that the lockboxes, which are totally fraudulent things, the lockboxes are illegal. That means they lost Wisconsin and the press doesn't want to report it. I never lost Wisconsin. Didn't lose a lot of these other states either. And if you notice what he's saying, the deep state players, Biden, lost Wisconsin, which means he's the winner there. And if we take this to other states, he is the winner in these states. I do believe this is being built up because as the Patriots come into power, we're going to see things change. And then Trump, during an interview, he said something else. And this is also coming from Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram. He goes, I have to make a decision on something else. So we'll make the decision pretty soon, I think. I have a feeling I'm going to make it sooner than later. He ended the interview by saying, well, we'll be making a decision perhaps sooner than people might think. We'll see. So it sounds like he'll be making some sort of announcement before the midterms. Isn't that interesting? He waited for the right moment to start making the decision. So here we are in July. Is he going to make an announcement in August? Is he going to make it in September or even sooner than that? We'll have to wait and see. But if you notice what is happening right now, Durham, he is now making moves. We see that Wisconsin is making moves. We're getting closer to the midterms. And I think he wanted to make sure that the people were behind him. The people saw the D's for who they really are, the fake news for who they really are. And when people hear that he's running in 2024, the midterms, well, I think it's going to be a done deal. Now, I think he's planning this very strategically. And if you notice, he's waiting to see if the Patriots take control of the House and the Patriots take control of the Senate, which means when he makes the announcement for 2024, it doesn't mean that he's not going to come back sooner. Because if they start decertifying the election, and remember, this is just one path. If this path doesn't work, they have multiple paths. Maybe he'll become Speaker of the House, even though he rejected it. We'll have to see how it plays out. But you could see that this is being prepared for something big. And we'll have to wait to see how this plays out. So let's go back to some posts here. And these are coming up on a three-year delta. This is post 3,447, July 18, 2019. Down below, it says, what happens when the public finds out the truth? It's game over. What happens when the fake news media can no longer control the narrative? When disinformation is no longer swallowed and or accepted as auto-truth? Change, and this is all caps, change is coming. The Great Awakening. Now, this next post is very interesting. Post 3449, July 18, 2019. Think about what we've been seeing with pedophilia. Think about the arrests right now, Kevin Spacey, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein. This post is from the New York Post, within this post, and it says, Facebook survey asks users if they condone pedophilia. Now, down below, it says, worth remembering. Are we going to start to see the social media companies come into play where they're linked to child trafficking, pedophilia, and everything else? Well, I do believe that is all coming. And we know we've gotten certain messages from Scavino, and I do believe we're heading in this direction. Trump, the Patriots, they strategically planned this from the very beginning. It's the biggest sting operation the country, the world, has ever seen. And every step of the way, the pieces are coming together, the moves are being made on the chessboard, and the deep state players, they're panicking like we've never seen before. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3-month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash. My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee.